Kathy Peterson had never heard of the Old Green Road until this summer. That's when town officials in Chittenden, Vermont, refused to grant her a permit to build a new addition on her house, saying the proposed structure would block a historic right-of-way.
This road supposedly starts at this rock wall, according to the town, and is 66 feet wide, and it would go right through our house, through our swimming pool, and then all the way down the back.
Ms. Peterson says nothing unusual turned up in the permitting process when the house was built 7 years ago.
Now all of a sudden they're trying to say that this is the town property in the right-of-way, and by the way, you can't do what you want anymore.
After months of research in state and local archives, the family says they couldn't find a single map that showed the Green Road, though the right-of-way was included in a town report from 1796. But Kathy Peterson says many of the landmarks used in that survey, such as old tree stumps and front porches, are long gone.
So it's anybody's guess where this road goes.
I don't know if there's a fence up in there or not. You're going to have to bushwhack.
George Butts pushes aside small trees and branches as he walks along overgrown remnants of the Green Road on a steep hillside in town. The 73-year-old surveyor says it just takes the right clues and backwoods know-how to find these old roads.
Well, I'd venture to guess that's a road right there. They're not maintained, so you get sort of a gully. And if you were to measure this out and fit it to the records, it would fit.
But playing backroads detective takes time. The town of Chittenden has hired someone to determine the routes of nearly 24 abandoned roads and rights of way, but the researcher has been given no deadline. Town officials say the project will likely take years. That worries local resident Jean Chamberlain, who spoke out at a recent town meeting.
I'm just curious about where we're headed with this, because I'm a little bit concerned about a property owner that may want to sell their property. What if they sell it and, you know, 2 years later, you guys decide that there's a trail going through there, and whoops, it's right through their living room.
One of the problems are insufficient title searches.
Okay.
Disputes over roads are growing in Vermont as the population expands and interest in outdoor activities increases. Reggie Dubin, a town administrator in Chittenden, says easy access to hiking, skiing, snowmobiling, and hunting areas is one of her town's biggest assets.
Land is a finite quantity, and public rights of way are very precious assets. Once you give them away, you can't get them back.
But that leaves residents like Kathy Peterson in limbo. All across the state, title insurance companies admit they may refuse or limit coverage in towns where old rights of way are in dispute. That may make it impossible for people to buy or sell land in those communities. Lawyers advise buyers to do their homework. Over 2,700 kilometers of overgrown roads and trails stretch across Vermont, and charting them will take years. For Coast to Coast, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden, Vermont.